Chapter 43. Monday, the 14th of May, 2018. Nia stood on the deck of the ferry, rucksack on her back, the handle of her case in one hand, Romeo's lead in the other. The announcement had come and they were about to disembark. She'd been away for a month. It felt a lot longer, but she had sorted out the house, packed up her life back on the mainland. Chris had moved in with Sean. The house was now up for sale. She'd spent the day seeing Safi in Bristol, where she was studying. She had turned down Safi's invitation to stay in her chaotic student house because she'd promised Jade she'd be back, that they would be together this evening. As always, Nia felt her shoulders drop slightly, her jaw relax as she walked onto the island. Her senses were alert to the things she'd missed, the sound of gulls, the smell of salt air, the masts of the white yachts against the blue sky, the narrow streets. She trod the familiar route to the close, stood in front of what was now her own front door. Although it looked as deceptively snug and cosy as the day she'd arrived, there had been changes. Different plants and pots stood outside the houses. Different curtains hung in the windows. Elvira's and Ethan's cars were parked beside the surgery, but they no longer lived above it. They had bought a run-down cottage in the middle of the woods. Another vet had joined them and lived above the surgery now. To the left, Joe still lived and worked at White's. Opposite, the gallery no longer displayed Richie's paintings. The paramedics had saved him, and now he was in prison, awaiting trial, and the gallery was occupied by a photographer. The salon, of course, was still there. Jade, however, had sold her flat in Cowes and had bought Lucy and Ian's house. They had moved to Surrey, which was much easier for commuting to London. The spot on the Morning Breakfast show was proving a great success. Lucy, in particular, was hugely popular. Nia wasn't too sure how Ian really felt about that, but he was putting on a good show of being pleased for her. And now Nia herself called her aunt's house home properly. Gwen had decided to move out to be with her daughter in San Francisco, and so Nia, until the divorce settlement went through, was renting her house. However, soon she would be buying the house for herself. Nia opened the door and went straight through to the kitchen to let Romeo out, and she went out into the garden with him. She saw Jade carrying baby Pearl around the garden, showing her the flowers. "Hi," Nia called. Jade rushed over. "You're back," she exclaimed. "It's wonderful to be home. And how are you, Pearl?" Nia turned to Jade. "Her hair is even longer. It's amazing." Jade touched the glorious white blonde curls on her daughter's head. "You know, she looks so like my sister, but I think it's as well I didn't call her Ruby. That seemed too much of a burden. I didn't want her growing up thinking she had to be Ruby. No, she must be herself. But I'm glad she looks like her. I think it's nature's gentle reminder, and I'm grateful for that." "So, what's the news?" "You'll be glad to know we survived at the salon. The student did a brilliant job of standing in for you, but everyone has missed you. Oh, and Richie's father died. It was all very sudden." "No, what happened?" "Yes, he had a heart attack. He never went to see Richie, but then I'm not sure what good that would have done either of them. He'd left a will, though, and guess what he did with the money?" "Left it to Richie?" "No way. He left it to the charity Ruby worked for. It might be the one decent thing he did with his life." "And how is this little one?" said Nia, smiling at Pearl. "Getting spoiled rotten. Joe's parents come over so much. But I shouldn't moan. They're the reason I can keep working. They adore her." "You never regret telling Joe?" "No. I would never have guessed how things would change once he came out to his parents. It was like he came alive, grew into himself." She smiled. "Anyway, we are very lucky. It's all working out well at the moment. And surprise, Joe is bringing round his new partner to meet Pearl later this evening. I've met him a few times. He's lovely and Joe looks smitten." "And how are you finding today?" Nia asked more gently. "Well, of course it's sad, isn't it? When Pearl woke me up, my first thought was that she would never meet Ruby. And then I looked at her hair and I felt, in a way, Ruby is still with me. Is it any comfort knowing Richie is going to be punished for what he did? It means a great deal to me to know the truth about Ruby's death, and I know it would have mattered deeply to her. What Richie did was so wicked, I won't forget he took my sister away from me, but I'm not going to spend my life hating him either. I've already been down to the beach, but I'd love to go with you this evening if that is what you are planning. Of course, it's the reason I got back today. As the church clock struck 10, Nia settled Romeo and left the house. In her bag she had a candle and some fossils. As Nia stood waiting for Jade, she had the feeling that peace had been restored to the close. The night was dark and still as Nia and Jade walked down through the close in silence until they reached the beach. Nia was relieved to see it was empty. The sea was quietly rolling in, watching them. She lit the candle and put it in the place where, a year ago, she'd sat with Ruby. After a few moments, Nia picked up the candle and used the wax to draw hearts on three different fossils she'd collected over time. One she gave to Jade, one she kept, but the third she took down to the sea. She placed it where the waves met the shore, watched the sea wash over it, and said, "For Ruby, I send you love, and I send you peace. Dance with the waves. Whisper with the waves." As she said the words, she saw the moon was shining down on the fossil, and as she watched, it started to glow. Slowly the darkness was driven back, until finally all that remained was light. That is the end of Good Neighbours, written by Mary Grand and read by Karen Cass. Recorded by Isis Audio 2022. This has been a presentation for Boldwood.